Philippians chapter 4. Therefore, my brethren, dearly beloved and longed for, my joy and crown, so stand fast in Yahweh, my dearly beloved. I beseech Euodias and beseech Syntyche that they be of the same mind in Yahweh. And I entreat you also, true yoke fellow, help those women which labored with me in the good news, with Clement also, and with other my fellow laborers whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in Yahweh always. Again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known to all men. The sovereign is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to Yahweh. And the peace of Yahweh, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through the Messiah, Yeshua. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the Elohim of peace shall be with you. But I rejoiced in Yahweh greatly that now at the last your care of me has flourished again, wherein you were also careful, but you lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through the Messiah which strengthens me. Notwithstanding, you have done well that you did communicate with my affliction. Now you Philippians know also that in the beginning of the good news, when I departed from Macedonia, no assembly communicated with me as concerning giving and receiving, but you only. For even in Thessalonica you sent once and again to my necessity, not because I desire a gift, but I desire fruit that may abound to your account. But I have all, and abound. I am full, having received of Epaphroditus the things which were sent from you, an odor of a sweet smell, a sacrifice acceptable, well-pleasing to Yahweh. But my Elohim shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by the Messiah Yeshua. Now unto Elohim and our Father be praise forever and ever. Amen. Salute every saint in the Messiah Yeshua. The brethren which are with me greet you. All the saints salute you, chiefly they that are of Caesar's household. The grace of our Master Yeshua the Messiah be with you all. Amen. End of chapter.